Well, my understanding is that a vehicle that has been taken out of service in Donegal Town attached to the traffic or the roads policing unit has been replaced. So it's just like for like. There's no addition to the fleet. It's just a vehicle taken out of service and replaced with a new one, which is just part of the normal replacement.
I'm sure this has reiterated your call for them to look at Bunbeggar, the station, who, as we know, have been without a patrol car since New Year's Day.
Well, yes, I mean, it just reminds the members, I suppose, in that station that are affected that they still await a replacement vehicle. It doesn't really change the situation. No members begrudge any other members the basic equipment or tools they need to do their job, but I suppose it just focuses the mind and it raises the issue again. Where is the replacement vehicle for Bunbeg?
And in terms of the current situation here, Brendan, in the county in relation to the devastating floods of late, there doesn't seem to be a proper vehicle in place in the county for the Gardaí to carry out work there either.
No, there's no four-wheel drive vehicle currently available to any of the frontline members first responders in the county. I suppose, look, it speaks for itself. Every other emergency service and then law enforcement or enforcement agency in this county operate a fleet of four-wheel drive vehicles, the fire service, the ambulance service, the coast guard, fisheries, mountain rescue and parks and wildlife. Yet here we have the guards, the 24/7 first responders attend the scenes of practically every emergency incident, and if there's any poor weather conditions, we're more or less grounded.